The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us today. We are in studio with Chris Sidaris, and Chris is Vice President of Development for Hubbell Realty. And Hubbell, of course, is a big name here in the development issue in the real estate market here in the greater Des Moines metro and beyond. As a matter of fact, it's becoming bigger and bigger as projects get underway. Thanks so very much, Chris, for coming by.
I appreciate the opportunity to come in.
This is good stuff. I was just with your boss in D.C., as a matter of
you
fact.
You were with two people. Actually, we had three Hubbell employees on the D.C. trip.
I did?
So J.R. Texter and Joe P. and Dan Cornelison.
Yep. Dan and I shared lots of conversation.
Beautiful.
It was good stuff.
Good.
So for people that may not know about the history of Hubbell, give us the fast track on that.
Hubbell's 160 years old.
Wow.
We were founded by F.M. Hubbell in the 1950s. He was one of the early developers of Des Moines. So he actually developed the streetcar, the waterworks, the railroad, built the Hubbell Building, which was
the
first skyscraper west of the Mississippi. Most people don't know that, in 1913. And so he was one of the early real estate developers. So we trace our history back to there. That's where our first real estate transactions actually happened. And we have actually redeveloped some of the buildings he actually built.
Hubbell, I was going to say,
We have. So Rocket Transfer, River Point Loft. So, you know, we've redeveloped. So it's kind of fun to see that history. And so today we're 250 employees strong. We have 12 divisions. We do what we call full house in-house real estate, which means we can take everything from the very vacant land, single family homes, commercial. You know, we do construction. We do brokerage. We do development. We do property management. We have golf division. We have assisted living. So basically anything to do with real estate, it's Hubbell.
Yeah. If you got to live, it's something about Hubbell.
We hope so.
Now, the real estate division, you're actively in the market of looking, buying, building.
We are. Yeah. And our brokerage division, CBR Hubbell, actually does brokerage piece. So they do on the commercial. So we'll sell, we'll manage anything you need to do in real estate.
Now, this has been an extraordinary couple of years after the recession. And we see, and I know we just had the partnership in last week. We were talking about all kinds of things that have been going on here in the greater Des Moines metro. It is really fascinating to see all of the opportunity that's out there. Is that the vibe that you have in the office, too?
You know, it very much is. You know, we're fortunate in Des Moines. We're very typical of urban areas across the U.S. You know, we're hitting some great kind of places in the Midwest, but urban areas are very, very active. You know, post-recession, we've all taken off. Des Moines has seen some beautiful things happen within here, not only in real estate, but obviously a lot of very great things coming to the Des Moines area. So it's fun to be a part of that. It's fun to be building neighborhoods throughout the greater Des Moines area.
And when we talk about the greater Des Moines area, we're even talking about places like Grinnell. You guys did a much-needed housing development in Grinnell. I remember a couple of years ago, I sat down with David Jones, who is with the Grinnell State Bank, and they were bemoaning the fact that they need housing to have workers to move into.
Right.
Is that right?
Right. We did a beautiful project over there. The city actually came to us. They do a beautiful economic development job. And typical of a lot of small cities, they assumed once we brought the jobs that all the houses automatically come. And that's not necessarily true. Right. And so they came over to us and just said exactly that. We've created all these jobs. We create 4 houses a year. What do we need to do? You know, Brownells had come over and created 700 jobs. And so we looked at a lot of different options. And the project that we actually did over there was a historic redevelopment of a project called Spalding Lofts.
Yeah. Which, by the way, is gorgeous.
Thank you. We're very, very proud. You know, but it took us, you know, a lot of work, but it was a great partnership with the city. They really understood. They had to come in partnership with us. They helped out with a lot of different options. They brought some, you know, tax abatement and TIF for us to help make that happen. But it was a historic credit deal. So 77 units of mixed income housing that's leased up very quickly.
And I think what one of the trends has been over the past 5-10 years is rather than tear down, reutilize.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's the most green building you typically really can do. I mean, if you really are into green building, redevelopment is really the place to be. And so it was a beautiful way to keep a very important part of Grinnell's history while offering 77 units that leased up very quickly for the city.
Chris Sidaris, ladies and gentlemen, she's Vice President of Development with Hubbell Realty. All right, we talk a lot about beautiful buildings and beautiful new apartments and beautiful housing and West Side and downtown and lofts and all this thing. But then one of the things that we sometimes don't talk about is affordable housing. And there is a real call in this community for more affordable housing. What's Hubble doing in that regard?
You know, the joy of, you know, we've done all this market rate housing, and so we're growing the greater Des Moines area, which is fantastic, which means we get all these really cool stuff. So we get services and restaurants and all those fun places, but sometimes we forget that all those folks need an affordable place to live, and ideally close to their job. And so how do you develop? Yeah, it seems obvious, but we've done a really beautiful job of bringing market rate, but not so much affordable. Mm. And so now the city's done a beautiful job of, you know, and all the agencies, nonprofits, to start to bring that to the forefront again and see how do we work together to bring some great affordable housing as well. So, you know, we partner up with, you know, Polk County Housing Trust Fund, the city, state agencies to try and bring those kind of, because we need a gap filler because construction costs today aren't covered by market rents, let alone affordable rents. So how do you kind of help fill that gap with a lot of different sources? And it's tough. I mean, we all know government funding is coming backwards. And so how do we kind of find those differently? So we have to be very creative. We have to partner up. We do a lot of partnering with nonprofits, try to kind of work in what we call the ring area of downtown.
Right.
So you're not really in the core, but yet you're bringing housing that's close to downtown. So you decrease transportation costs.
Well, one of the things, and again, that's another issue, is transportation costs. When people are spending anywhere from 45% to 55% of their income on housing alone, and then throw in the transportation, if they are working in service jobs in West Des Moines, that gets to be, you know, then we have issues of food insecurity and all kinds of terrible things that are going on. So, yeah, there is a real call for this, and it's good. One of the things, one of the key tenets that the partnership has been talking about and the Polk County Housing Trust Fund has been talking about is ways in which we can create affordable housing that you don't have to be afraid to live in.
Yes.
And that's key.
Yes.
All right. So we've got that part of it down. As we look to the future, we're seeing all these apartment buildings built. I mean, I think there's another 2,400 that are on the dock.
There is.
At what? And I know it's good. Well, we're building for the market. We believe Des Moines is going to continue to grow and grow quickly. Is there a place where you say, I think we're overbuilt? How do you know?
Well, and I get asked that a lot.
I bet.
We're typical of metro areas across the U.S. Everybody, because we're all coming out of the recession, you're starting to see that building finally come to fruition because the reality is you don't come out and, you know, 2 months later the buildings are up.
Right.
So you're starting to see those hit. But we forget in Des Moines, you know, we're leading the Midwest in population growth. We added 12,000 people last year alone. And so, you know, we're leading Kansas City and Omaha and Minneapolis and St. Louis in that growth alone. So certainly you have people coming in. So that's necessary. But our downtown area has been 2%, you know, 2% vacant for a long, long time, which is basically zero.
Zero, yeah.
And you need a good, healthy 5 to 6% so you actually have units turning. So when you have your major employees that are bringing in – employers bringing in employees from out of state that want to live downtown in our market, they need to be able to find something. So you need that healthy kind of turn. And so I honestly believe that these will be absorbed. Will we have some vacancy? Of course. You have a lot coming on. It's a supply and demand. But with our growth and the things that we're seeing with our not only our city but our employees, I think you'll see them easily brought in.
I would imagine so. At the downturn or what's happening in much of rural Iowa at the same time, you know, folks are moving to the city and there's a lot of gentrification going on in cities like this. And so this is a really delicate balance that we have to come to grips with.
Absolutely true.
All right. I'm going to ask this question. I don't expect you to go into great detail because your boss and I had this conversation when we were sitting in Washington, D.C., but this major program that's going on. I mean, and I know that not all the parts are done and you're having some issues trying to get the city to say yes and come on, guys, what are you doing? Sustainable community within a community. That kind of is another trend, isn't it?
It is. We have a unique opportunity. We're looking at 75 acres that sits just on the south side of ML King, just immediately north of Gray's Lake. And so it's an unprecedented opportunity for greater Des Moines to bring in an urban neighborhood. And the city's been a really great partner in this because there's, you know, obviously we're looking to create something very, very new, about 1,100 units. But the beautiful thing is you have direct access to Gray's Lake. There's a long planned bridge to go right over to there. So you'd have direct access to there. But we really said, how do you create an urban community that doesn't exist? But it exists other places. You know, we model it after, you know, if you've ever been to Stapleton out in Denver, down to Mueller in Austin, all those kind of beautiful things that focus on, you know, a green kind of connections, you know, pulling those houses straight into, you know, closer to the streets. You have nice walkability. We put a cycle track through there, which means you have a bicycle path to go through there. So you can come in any part of the city, come into our neighborhood, go right over that bridge. But it's really designed to be that next level of housing. Again, so we've done a beautiful job bringing people downtown. But what's the next step for the, you know, millennials or even empty nesters who are, again,
which
half
is interesting.
Yes.
You know, baby boomers and, you know, and older folks are living next door to millennials in some of these downtown areas. And I would suspect at this new development.
Yes.
And they find that they have much more in common than what we thought.
Yes. Very much for the, you know, first time in our history, we have renters from both places.
Yeah.
They've been young forever, but we have empty nesters today that are saying, I don't want to, you know, mow and snow anymore. So I want to be downtown. So they're very much drawn to the same type of neighborhood. So we're seeing growth in both those areas.
I can't get my bride to do that. She says, we have to keep the chickens.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
someday.
That's the way it goes.
Someday.
One of these days, yeah.
Yep.
With regard to this project, what is it called? What do you call
Gray
it?
Gray Station.
Gray Station.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I think that was really interesting, Dan showed me some of the plat maps. This is, when we talk about a community, a sustainable community within a community, this is not just housing. This is also commercial development.
It is. It is. You know, one of the beauties of urban development is what we call mixed use, which means you're incorporating a retail piece, you know, but you also have a lot of different options. You have a rental piece, you have a for sale piece, you have single family, you know, townhome, but you have higher density units. So you have a nice kind of ability to kind of incorporate all that. And the most important thing to us is that all that's accessible to you. So if you want to walk down to the bridge landing and have a cup of coffee or to the bike shop or up to the corner to a restaurant. All of that is within walking distance of your home. And you have great connections. And, you know, you connect right into downtown from our site. So that's really, you know, it's about how do you make those connections but also have this kind of nice, green, peaceful area, you know, to live in where you know your neighbors and you see your neighbors.
Now, how do we push the city into granting all this?
You know, the city's done a beautiful job. This is a huge undertaking. Oh. And so they're a great partner of ours. You know, so it takes a lot of work. And we're, you know, all of us are working together to really move this forward. We would really like to be moving dirt down there by this fall. We have great support, you know, from a lot of, obviously, the partnership has been a great supporter, MPO. They see that kind of benefit.
Sure.
So I think we're on the mayor, but, you know, anybody that wants to talk to anybody at the city to be supportive, we'll take it.
We will send this along downtown to Mayor County and see how
perfect. Perfect.
Right.
They've been good leaders for us.
What other question? On a national front, we've been dealing with stories with regard to finding help. Builders can't find, you know, contractors can't find help. Builders can't find mudders. You know, they can't find you know, masons. Tough stuff. Are we experiencing some of that here?
Again, very, very similar to the national. You know, we have in construction today, we have a 2.1% unemployment rate, and our average age is over 50.
Ouch.
So that's, you know, that's the critical piece that we have. And we're not doing a good job of backstopping that, you know. And so one of the things that we've done locally, which is unprecedented nationally, we actually brought together a contingent of employers and community leaders to create the Skilled Trade Alliance. And so it's a partnership with the Des Moines School District to actually create a partnership there where you actually bring high school kids in starting in their sophomore year. So by the time they come out, they have apprentice hours, they have a full learning, they can pick kind of any construction. And then we also started a camp this summer for the first time ever for 8th and 9th graders. And we have, and I wrote this down, almost 200 kids signed up
really?
For a week. So that's phenomenal.
So that is phenomenal.
It is.
And that,
it is.
And that's proactive. We just had Dr. Tom Ahart in just a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about this very project and how the unions are getting involved. And this is what happens sometimes when we have spent two decades telling everybody that you need to go get a four-year degree because you're going to be somebody.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, we still need pipe fitters and plumbers and you know, those folks.
Well, and you know, these kids are going to come out of there. They have the chance to own their own business coming out of high school, you know, and set their own course. And, you know, for a lot of them, they'll be at a better earning level in 4 years than some of their compadres that come out at four, you know, years of college. So,
and without the student loan.
Yes. Yeah. That's the most important piece, and that's why it's critical it happened at the high school level. Yeah. No debt. Yeah. No debt.
Chris Hedorus, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President of Development for Hubble Realty. Thank you for spending some time with
us.
I really do. You know, when we got on this and we started calling your office and seeing if we could get somebody in to talk about this, we didn't expect it to move so fast.
We love to talk about this, so I appreciate the opportunity to talk about anything to do, especially the downtown project.
All right. We're going to have to take a break and get out of here for just a bit. When we come back, more from the Business News Hour.